Hey, James here. This podcast has been on my mind for a while now. When I started podcasting about a year ago, I wanted to figure out the best way to handle it. So here we go. What is an opportunity? Dictionary describes it as a set of circumstances that makes it possible to do something. All right? They provide several examples. We may see an increased opportunity for export. All right. Career opportunities on our New York headquarters. Synonyms include, or words that mean the same thing, chance, lucky chance, favorable time, occasion, moment, time, right set of circumstances, occasion, moment, opening, with, okay, and the list goes on. The concept of opportunity transcends everything because it covers everything, business, personal, life, social. So let's put this into a real world explanation. A chance or an opportunity. A chance to start a new business, a chance to begin a new job, a chance to change careers, a chance to become an entrepreneurial career, a chance to pursue your dreams, a chance to get out of and insert your own circumstance here. Now, lucky chance? Come on, I don't believe in luck. I believe in hard work, period. If luck comes along because of the hard work that you do at your job or whatever your passion is, fine, so be it. More power to you. But if something happens to you that you didn't prepare for that, and it works in your favor, now that's fortunate. Favorable situations? Chuck that up to chance, or even lucky chance. Timing? Oh yeah, the right timing is everything. It's like if you're running late to catch a ferry that leaves at 11 o'clock, and it's 10:53 and it takes 10 minutes to get there, chances are you're going to miss the ferry because your timing's off. Yeah, everybody hates timing because you got to learn how to use it to your advantage. You plan and organize your time appropriately so that you could have more free time to do the things you want to do. Isn't that the key? Organize your time, organize your life. I think there's a TV show about that. Anyway, I don't watch TV. The right set of circumstances, like the moon and the stars aligning on the 31st day of the second month. Come on, give me a break. You want the right circumstances to make it happen, but you can't expect things to happen on their own. Look, it's never going to be the right time. You got to take the chance when you got it. If you want something, go get it. Make it happen. Because it's not going to happen by itself. You wish for something that's not going to make it a reality. You want that six-pack abs and muscles, but you want it on you can't just manifest them in your life. You got to put the work in to make it happen. Opportunities can pass you by. They do come and go. Oh, yeah. You can choose to pass on the opportunity if it doesn't interest you or align with your values. A couple of days ago at work, another supervisor approaches us, and my coworker and I, and says to us, in case you guys are interested, there's an overnight supervisor position available at another store, and he gave some details about the job and left us saying, let me know if you guys are interested. I thanked him for mentioning the opportunity, and I went back to work. There's nothing wrong with passing on an opportunity. I mean, I've discussed the Beachbody opportunity with many, many people over the years, and they've all passed it on. Fine. That's my latest philosophy. Fine. Simple. No problem. I go forward. Simple. Easy to do. No stress. Why? Because it's my choice and my decision, and that's what I choose to do. It can't get simpler than that. You can't make somebody do what you want them to do, you know? Some people try, but... I mean, you could also choose to take the opportunity when you got the chance, because honestly, it may not come again. I mean, it's easy to reflect on this situation and think, what if? But I got to quote Jim Rohn here. I wouldn't waste much time on that, because you can't reflect on an inaction or uncertainty when you didn't even do anything about it in the first place. What if? Change that to what next? And you can see the potential possibilities and the opportunities ahead of you. And they can happen if you align them with your values, principles, and what you believe in and what you stand for. And if that happens, by all means, go for it. More power to you. Okay, I'm going to quote Jim Rohn from Building Your Network Marketing Business on this one. Here's what he said. I've listened to it over 100 times, that's why. The catalyst is that the opportunity is mixed with difficulty. That's a given. And now there's sometimes more opportunity than difficulty because there's more of an advantage to do something. There's also more difficulty than opportunity because of the challenges we go through in our day-to-day lives that inhibit or prevent us from seizing that opportunity. But here's the rub, to coin an expression. The mix isn't going to change. opportunity and difficulty always work together and against each other at the same time. But the question is, which is more important to you, the opportunity or the difficulty?
That's my podcast. Simple. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Catch you next time.